This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. Masses of people around the United States marched on May Day over the weekend to draw links between workers' rights, income inequality, immigration, and the upcoming election. Over the past decade, immigrant workers have led marches on the day considered globally to mark labor rights. In fact, Saturday marked the 10th anniversary of the Great May Day Marches of 2006. 10 years ago in Southern California, where this program is produced, 500,000 people surged onto the streets of downtown Los Angeles. And KPFK, my radio station, organized a live broadcast that I produced and hosted. Nationwide, about 1.5 million people are estimated to have marched to demand humane immigration reform, walking off their jobs in a day without immigrants. Well, on Saturday, May 1st, 2016, I walked among the thousands of people who marched to mark May Day in Los Angeles. Like people all over the country, that march was dominated by immigrant workers calling for a preservation of President Obama's executive orders, DACA and DAPA, but also calling out the hateful rhetoric of GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump. Here are some of the voices that I encountered.
La gente goza busca, llegaron los jornaleros. La gente sale a luchar.
La voz también es un arma.
La voz también es un arma.
La voz también es un
arma. My name is Christina, and one of the reasons why I'm here is we are both students here advocating for the humane rights and for, you could even elaborate if you want, to stop deporting all people. You know, we are all human. You know, this is the land of our people. And why is it that we are being kicked out? Why is it that we are being neglected? Why is it that we are being killed for just being alive? And so that's why we are here, to stand as students and to stand in solidarity with what we believe in for the rights of our people.
And your name?
My name is Natasha. I'm a student at Cal State Channel Islands, and I'm here because borders and countries don't serve us, they don't serve workers, they serve capitalists and the owners of capital. I'm here because workers need to band together across country lines, across borders, and band together for our common interests to seize the means of production.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Flor Rodriguez, and I'm with the Clean Car Wash Campaign.
Tell me about the Clean Car Wash Campaign and why are you and your colleagues out here on May Day?
As a Clean Car Wash Campaign, we are a support for car wash workers. And we're here because we know that this is a day that they will like to come out and march, you know, for everything that this march represents. So fortunately for them, the workers are at work today. You know, it's a day that it's busy, the sun is nice and out. So the workers are actually at the workplace right now. And we're here representing them.
What are some of the issues that they want?
Well, definitely they want to be respected at the workplace, right? They want to have what everybody else does, getting paid the right wages, getting paid for every hour that they work. They want to have respect at the workplace, but also they're fighting for an immigration reform.
Most of them are, of course, immigrant workers.
I mean, for the majority, I think most of us, right? We're all immigrants here, so I think it's the right thing to do to come out and support.
A big part of today's march is to do with the election and Donald Trump. Are you also making those links that it's important for workers to speak up so that people like Trump don't, you know, win the narrative, if you will?
Yeah, definitely. I think all workers and I think everybody who's out here today understands what that could mean for us, right? And that's definitely that something that we don't want to see it happen.
How do car wash workers respond to someone like Trump and what he's saying about some of the terrible things he said about undocumented people?
Mm-hmm. I think he's just gonna, that's his publicity, right? That's the way to get out in the media, to cause that attention. And I think we just gotta stick to what we need to do, and which is keep on fighting for our rights. And I think sending a clear message is clearly today.
How badly are car wash workers paid?
I've met workers who have gotten as low as $30 in the day. Some not even hourly, some are just by tips. So whatever tips they get on that day.
Doesn't California's new decision to increase the minimum wage to $15, won't that benefit them?
Of course, yeah, I think all workers, not only just car wash workers, but all workers, of course, in general, raising the minimum wage and actually getting a new office of enforcement within the city of LA to really enforce wage theft. I think that's great for all workers, right? We want to make sure that workers are getting paid for every hour that they work and that they're being respected at the workplace. And this is a new ordinance that it took a long time in the making. It took a lot of people are coming together to making this happen, but it's here, and we just need to make sure that we're able to partner up with this new Office of Enforcement, different organizations, so that the word gets out to the workers, to our communities, so that they know where and how to file a claim.
So they have the right to decent wages, depending upon the state's minimum wage, but they're being their wages are essentially being withheld often?
Yeah, there's many times where, I can speak for car wash workers, but a lot of times when they're being asked to show up at work at 8 o'clock, and they can't clock in until the first car comes in through the doors, right? That's very common. That's waiting time. There is penalties for that when they go and file at the DLSC. But unfortunately, one office, there's so many cases that come through that office that it takes a really long time.
People don't know their rights.
And if people don't know how and when they could do it and the process for it, it's definitely hard. So I think having the help of a new office is definitely going to combine those two to make sure that workers are getting paid, and also to send a really strong message to the employers, right? That this is not a city that will allow that.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
My name is Oscar Mejia from Lancaster, California. I'm actually an aerospace engineer, master's in aerospace engineering. And I will tell you who I work for, but they'll probably won't be happy if I say it. I actually live in Lancaster, California, and I'm in support of our organization, CHIRLA, as well as some other organizations like SEIU Local 2015. And we actually took a bus from Lancaster about 70 miles north of here to come here and meet up for the May Day parade.
Were you at last week's, any of the confrontations with Trump in Orange County, Costa Mesa?
No, I was not, but I was closely watching it. Costa Mesa is actually my reserve, military reserve unit. I already retired since, and I was watching it very closely. I think it was really interesting what happened and what occurred.
Tell me about your t-shirt. You're wearing a t-shirt that says, I am a dealer.
So this particular t-shirt is in reference to Donald Trump when he first had the interview when he was running, and he said they're bringing thugs, they're bringing dealers and drugs, and that referenced this.
You're talking about Mexicans.
Mexicans, exactly. So it says, I'm a dealer, and in the back, this particular shirt says, I'm a dealer of change. And other shirts will say, I'm a dealer of education, I teach people, and so on and so forth.
And today is May Day. Why is May Day an important day for you?
So May Day is important because it's the one time as organizations where we could come together, meet up for one purpose and one goal, and organize in a fashion that we could really get behind all our labor units, get behind all our international workers, immigrant workers, and this workers overall.
And do you think this issue of workers' rights is a big enough issue during this election?
It still continues to be a huge issue, especially when we talk about economic inequalities, being able to raise a family on minimum wage. Jobs as they are very scarce. So you have to raise your family in whatever job you can get. I know it's easy to say, oh, go to school, go learn a trade. Some families don't have that kind of time or have that kind of ability to invest in education in that way. And all they could do is just keep working and bring their family up.
And what do you hope? What sort of message do you want to send on May Day to the rest of the country? I mean, some of the media are here, but do you think without proper media coverage, most Americans even know this is happening?
You know, it's a relationship. You need media, one form or another. Media has to be here and look and see what's going on. I'm actually a 2016 Lancaster City Council candidate. I lost my election, but in our particular city, we're actually 42% Latinos. And when you look at our city council, we're actually only, the city council is 0% Latinos, zero bilingual. So we took that message from over there and came here in support of May Day. And hopefully folks like yourself doing a good investigative reporting could report back to the people that couldn't be here today.
So you're linking workers' rights with the election, with local politics. How important is it for workers, particularly workers who are people of color, to be engaged politically in the electoral process?
We have to pay attention. I'll give you an example. The voting population in Lancaster, California is actually 70,000 registered voters. Out of the 70,000, the local election, only 10,000 came out to vote. That means that the mayor and the city council got elected based on pretty much 10,000 votes. And in a healthy democracy, that doesn't make sense. The voter turnout should be a lot greater, a lot bigger. So part of this May Day is also to let people know, hey, come out and vote. Make sure you vote. These are the issues we have at hand. And that's the primary sign that you'll see is vote. you know, and you see a lot of vote signs.
Did you see the news of Donald Trump having to jump a fence in the Bay Area because his path to his speaking event was blocked?
I did. As a matter of fact, I thought it was hilarious and probably very appropriate, unfortunately, for him. But he kind of sympathized a little, although he kind of made a mocking joke about it, but he still sympathized a little and said, you know, I kind of feel like an immigrant having to jump over here and cross this and cross that. So maybe that's a one step forward in kind of having him open up his mind about what he says and how he treats some of us immigrants.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name's Norma, and I'm here because I think it's important to express ourselves and to let people know that it's important what they think. It's important to think about our involvement in society. Right now is a crucial time with Donald Trump as a potential as a potential for the presidency. I think that we need to speak up. We need to raise our voices. We need to unite against things that we believe are wrong, and we believe that what he's promoting is very dangerous for our country, for our people, for our world. And that's why we are here.
Can you read your sign for me?
My sign says, "Uy, uy, uy, una corretea y el chamuco ya pensó que cruzó la frontera."
And can you translate?
El chamuco is like the devil to Mexicans. And so what I'm saying is that he thinks that just because he struggled a little bit to get to his forum or his event, he's comparing that to crossing the border. I'm saying you're out of touch, Mr. Trump. Nothing to do with it.
And you actually have a little devil doll attached to your sign?
This is our traditional chamuco in Mexico. You know, he represents that. And to me, that's what Trump is for our world. I love this country because I can express myself. And I'm here to express what I feel. My husband actually told me, "Norma, this is what I think when I showed him, you know, him crossing the freeway running with his entourage of security." He says, "No, he may feel like he crossed the border, but no, he's crossing the line with so many of us." And that's what we need to raise awareness to. It's unacceptable.
And your little devil doll there has hair that looks like Trump's, except it's black.
Yeah, the resemblance is quite striking. I think that we need to think about the messages that he's sending.
And a lot of people out here today are saying that they need to vote. Is that something that you really think is important?
Absolutely. Think. Vote. Please, we need you, especially our people that don't have a voice in our system because legally they don't have the pathway. We're here because we believe that working people are not terrorists. They have been terrorized. We didn't knock down any buildings. We don't want to do harm to anyone. We understand that 9/11 was very damaging and very, very hurtful, but people are leaving their countries because they need work, but also because they're losing their lives. They are at risk. They are refugees. Asylum, seeking asylum is a human right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My name is Carla, and my sign says end white supremacy.
And today is May Day. Why is that an appropriate message?
I think it's an appropriate message because it really encompasses every message that people here were giving. So the rights for workers, the rights for immigrants, the rights for all types of people, and I think it all is embedded at the end of the day in white supremacy and really systematic racism that is connected to white supremacy.
And there's a lot of anger here towards Donald Trump. Does he represent the sort of peak of, or just is he a symbol of white supremacy?
I think he is, to an extent, a symbol of it, but you know, he's a very small piece of what white supremacy has meant in this country. And by that, I'm talking about laws and policies that are in place that really uphold white supremacy. So it's not just an individual, but there's laws and policies that really uphold those things.
Such as?
Such as, you know, in California, there's three strike laws, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, drugs, right? Like, who carries drugs? Also, we could see the difference between crack cocaine and cocaine, who could afford those different types of drugs and how they have been policed. It's a very big issue. Immigration laws, right? Who are they protecting? Who are they not protecting? The brain drain, where we want immigrants that are bringing high-skilled jobs, but not just other types of immigrants that do everyday work.
And are you going to vote this election?
I am voting this election.
Do you think that that's a really important piece of everything?
I think it's an important piece, but it's just one of the bigger pieces to, you know, to be able to move policy forward. You know, I'm thinking about the candidate who I'm going to vote for. I'm thinking of a candidate that's going to allow me to, you know, really practice democracy in a way that they're going to be able to move things forward, like policy. I think there's a couple candidates right now, well, a lot of the candidates that want to sell us a certain thing, but don't want to allow us to really uphold principles of democracy, right? That they want to uphold things that are already in place and not necessarily turn down the system and change it.
Do you have a favorite that you'd like to share?
I think I'm voting for Bernie Sanders at this point because he's a candidate that I think will allow for people like to that were here today to really push forward policy. Yeah.
And finally, do you think that the rest of the country sees these gatherings? I mean, unless the media's out here, you know, covering it, people don't know that these gatherings are happening.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting that, you know, people pick and choose what motivates them. But I think it's important for the people that are here to really send out the message to their communities. I've been to Bernie Sanders rallies, and I often don't see the people in my community at those rallies, so I think it's very important to send out that message to other communities, because even with Bernie, there's a lot of white folks that are like advocating for him, but not necessarily folks of color that are out in the streets. And I know that's difficult because often our communities have so much to do on a day-to-day basis to get that information out, but I think we need to try to do it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
Signo dice lo que sientes. Nadie te va a escuchar. 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 Queremos trabajo, a mi gran carajo. Queremos trabajo, a mi gran carajo. Queremos trabajo, a mi gran carajo. Queremos trabajo, a mi gran carajo.
Been listening to a report back that I did from May Day in Southern California, Los Angeles, on May 1st, 2016. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, and you can find our interviews at iTunes and Vimeo.